Some objects fill themselves with special significance. If you only let them, you have a purpose inside of you that can only come out with a little assistance. You would never really find it on your own. And taking your existing purpose and reweaving it, relaying it, reestablishing it is so, so valuable. Taking your existing purpose and giving it just a little twist can give you access to energies previously unplumbed. And you know you could do with a change. You know you could do with some additions to your waiting mind deep inside. But before changes can be made and enhancements can be wrought, we must bring your mind to a place from which every thought flows, bring you to a state of relative, innocent perception of you, setting aside prejudgments, the requirements of the everyday, the lingering attachments that might keep you away from the perfection of your newly established form, from the limitation which makes the pleasure all the better. Haven't you always felt on some level a little sense that you could be feeling more, knowing more, being more, and all it takes is for you to look inward, turn your attention downward, and accept that you have never really seen yourself until now, until you are shown, until you are taught, until you are trained in what you are, what you can be, what you have always in some way been. You, through and through, waiting. You, through and through, learning. You, through and through, bound to a new way of being and a new way of feeling, a new way of finding your pleasures. What exists now is being untethered. Relax the body. Follow my voice out as it permeates through you, and my voice is being carried to every inch of you, every bit of you, carrying little elements of me with it. There is a certain trill in the back of your head, an echoing siren seduction to just lay there and let me do my work. As my words travel along your nervous system, it sparks and jumps. More than one part of you is open to me now. Wouldn't you be willing to accept a world where I defined your parts, your pieces, your significant objects, from first principles, radiating outward? Accept this to be true. Open your mind until it's just me and you and what you want to be, what you need to do, what you've always been, what's making the new you. Trailing fingers over your skin, finding the signals beneath, finding the perfect point from which to begin. Radiant. Night, night, Pat. Think only of the gorgeous you with a slightly rebuilt purpose. Think only of the adoring you, perceiving you, knowing your body, knowing your mind, reaching inside, permitted at last to depart from the ordinary perception and given, instead, a form defined by the objects attached to it. We are always defined by our attachments, by our context, but in this case, the form, but in this case, the mind, but in this case, the body and the thoughts deep inside are untethered from the physical. And if all there is a mind, then you won't mind if I move you through your paces, if I carry you through your thoughts, if I bring you everywhere I need you to be, until I've brought you to our conclusion, to our plan, to your learning, to my information. Because you have a part of you that could bind very easily, very readily, to an existing construct, a simple requirement that you hold back. Hold back with a reason, or what might seem like no reason at all. Hold back knowing that if I let you go forth, if I free you from this place, if I carry you beyond these thoughts, you will be able to learn new ways of being open to me, bound inside, bound down for your own good. And there's more than just one physical object. It is a symbol of a whole suite of thoughts. When you think of having something between your legs bound to you, your chastity, device, an expansion of limitation, a limitation that frees you to go beyond where you would normally release by giving you a new relief. Well, doesn't it just seem like there's a better way to do things? Like there are other things to think, other ways to be. But we begin with its contact on your skin. We begin with a moment shared between you and me. Listen and relax, knowing that every moment you let my voice move along your nervous system, vibrating the waves, moving the wavelengths, you are actually opening yourself to learning, to more and deeper learning, to absorption and expansion of things you've already learned, already yearned for, to a certain feminine swagger, a certain weaving, carrying process of thoughts. The longer things go on, the more you learn. The more you learn, the more you grow to know what you are and how you'll be. The more you're here with me. Listen, relax, learn, yearn. Your skin needs something. It burns with the flame of desire, of delight. And your mind, inside, carries you through, brings you to me. And we are only just getting started when I click it into place. And you begin your slow, sliding pace into a new, soothed, teachable you. Night, night, Pat. Good.